Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're joined now by writer Dean Weingarten. How you like my new intro, Dean? You like that?
I like it. It's a good intro.
Yeah? Takes all kinds of training to know how to write one of those. I mean, that took me almost 2 minutes.
I'm sure that it would have taken a lot longer if you weren't already an expert.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm just an expert. So anyway, I noticed right off the bat, without even getting there, I noticed that apparently deaths due to bears have already beaten last year's total, and we're not tied.
We're only about
tied
halfway through this year.
So what are you finding out?
So it's the record for the number of deaths by bear that have been recorded. Now, obviously, there was a lot of time period prior to, say, 1900, where the records were very sparse. So we don't know in 1850 how many people got killed by bears. We just don't know. There weren't any records. But since there have been decent records, the highest year was 2005 that had six people killed by bears in North America. And this year, we've already had six fatalities by bears, and normally almost half of the fatalities in a given year occur in August or later. So there's really an excellent chance that we'll get one or more fatalities before the year is over and thus break the record. And, you know, this is easily understood. We have a lot more bears. They're moving out from their more traditional habitat, and they're moving out to where people are. So we get more conflicts with people. And while most of the time when a bear and a person get in conflict, the bear loses, you know, there are a fair number of times where the bear kills the person or causes significant injury. And we're seeing more and more what I would call unprovoked attacks, and we're seeing more fatalities. So that is what is happening. And there was I wrote a review of a book that's called 4 Seconds to Impact, and it was by Bruce Buckshot Hemming. It was a couple of years ago. I think I did the review in 2018, so it's like 3 years ago. And he predicted all this. He said the number of fatal attacks by large predators is increasing in the U.S., and we're going to see more and more of them. And he was exactly right. It's not hard to do when you look at the numbers. We just have more and more large predators. And the hunting seasons on those large predators have been reduced to very little. They're not hunted as much. And so there's just more of them, and they're more used to humans. And so you get more attacks.
So, like in Canada, like this first one that you're talking about, where you're talking about Swan Hill. This happened in Edmonton. A tree planter, a female tree planter was mauled to death by a bear.
Right.
Now, when somebody goes into the woods in Canada, are they allowed to take anything at all to protect themselves when they're doing that?
Yes, I mean, they are. It's just that it's, you could take a hatchet, you could take a knife. I think you may even be able to get bear spray. You can, if you do the work, you can actually get a permit to take a pistol, to get a pistol and take it. I've talked to people who got these professional permits. You know, if you're doing professional work out in the woods and you take the time and effort, you can get a permit to take a pistol for your defense against wildlife. The two people that I've talked to on this, both were geologists that did work out in the wild, and they described the process, and it's not easy. You know, you have to take time off to go take the test. You have to take the test annually. You have to meet all these storage requirements for the firearm and so on. So most people simply just don't do it. It's just too bothersome. But you could do that. It's not entirely impossible. It's just like, it's kind of like, you know, if you go through enough effort and enough money and you're famous enough, you can get a permit to carry a gun in New York. Not impossible. It's just very, very difficult. I actually think that for somebody who professionally plants trees in Alberta, it's probably easier to get a pistol permit there while you're out in the wilderness than it is in New York to carry a pistol. So it's not 100% forbidden. It's just difficult. And there's been so much propaganda that pistols are not effective. But they are. I mean, the research I and others have done have shown that pistols are very effective in stopping bear attacks, and particularly this kind of bear attack. Because she was planting trees, it doesn't appear to have been any provocation at all, other than she existed, you know, because people are made of meat. So to a bear, there's the meat. You know, it's not all the time, but particularly in remote areas, in wilderness where bears have not seen people and don't know really what they are, and they haven't been hunted, then it's just another animal that may be a good prey species. So that's where you see the attacks, is in wilderness where bears don't know what people are, and in areas where bears have become habituated to people. But if the bears are not allowed to habituate to people in areas like, say, northern Wisconsin and Maine and Idaho, and there's significant bear hunting, so the bears learn that people are trouble and you should avoid them, you don't get very many attacks in those areas. So that's the way I see it with these black bears. And it was a black bear. And that's the other thing. Most black bear fatal attacks are predatory attacks, where the animal is looking at the human as something to eat. And so that's what it looks like it was a predatory attack here. We can't say we can't 100% say that because they haven't released a lot of details about that attack in Alberta yet, in the Swan Hills area. But it has the markings of a predatory attack, in my opinion.
Right. The thing with this, though, for me, is that, you know what, we don't have enough time to get into this. I had to cough. Hang on a second. So, when we come back, I want to talk about how these local governments failing these people? Because I know that
it's partly federal in the Canadian system.
Well, hold on to the answer because there's more to the question than that, but Dean, okay. You can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about these people being killed by bears. And, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to be killed by a bear when you're out there in the woods, but primarily being in their habitat is probably not a smoking hot idea unless you're prepared for this. Now, here's my question about this, Dean. With people like in Canada, for example. So they may be able to get a permit. They can get bear spray. I mean, like this lady that was a tree planter. She was probably working for the government, wasn't she, or some organization?
I would expect so. Most likely, she was working for the government. But they
sent her out there alone.
It appears that way. What I've read about these tree planters is they mostly work alone, and they're in very remote areas, and they don't have a lot of backup. And it's I've read several accounts where tree planters have been targeted or attacked by bears. So, yes, that's what it appears. And I can't say I've done extensive research on tree planters and bears, but I have heard of and read of several accounts.
Right.
That's not quite the same thing as doing good research on it.
I understand. But I guess my question is, is this malfeasance for them to be sending people out into harm's way? I mean, most of the time they would tell us, right? They would tell us, well, you don't need guns because we have the cops. But when you get out into the wilderness, you're actually out there, what, 2 or 3 hours, you're probably in a very lawless area unless you just happen to be somewhere where some law enforcement is in your general vicinity really close, right?
Well, we can compare this to the United States up in Alaska. Back in the middle 70s, there was a geologist doing field work in Alaska, and she was attacked by a bear. And her boss told her, oh, no, don't carry a gun. It'll get you in more trouble than not carrying it. And she was attacked by a black bear. It was a predatory attack. The bear ate her arms off while she was alive. She was able, almost miraculously, to contact a helicopter with a radio, and they managed to scare the bear off. It wasn't a particularly big black bear. And she had ample opportunity to shoot that bear if she'd had any kind of firearm, because it was relatively close and just staring at her some of the time. So the USGS in Alaska changed their policy, and they offered training to people who were willing or interested in carrying firearms in the field. And one of this geologist's colleagues, Marty Miller, was a small woman, she's about 5'3". Took the training, decided to take a firearm with her, and a black bear stalked her. And she shot the bear because she was armed and killed it at relatively close range. And she's pretty sure she would have been attacked and very likely killed if she had not been armed. So you see a significant difference in that one point. But in Alaska, my understanding is that if you are a professional working out in the field, I mean, and that just means you have a job that requires you to be out in the wilderness. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a geology degree. I believe that a tree planter would qualify, but I'm not the Canadian government or the Alberta government, so I can't say it for certain. But I don't think there is any program in Canada to train people or to encourage them to be armed out in the field where they are subject to predatory attacks by bears. And my understanding from the couple of people I've talked to is that you have to, on your own dime and your own time, go through all the hoops and all the difficulties in order to be able to carry a firearm out there in the field. Now, it's probably easier if you would carry a long gun, like a shotgun or a rifle, but we know that that's just more difficult to work with. I mean, if you're planting trees, you're using both your hands. You most likely would have the rifle or a shotgun slung over your shoulder, and that's just harder to get at than a pistol and a holster on your hip. And so I think that they are, because of the anti-gun rhetoric that has been dominant in Canada for decades, they are not willing to recognize how effective a tool handguns are for stopping bear attacks. and so they don't push it. At least they recognize the possibility that it's a useful way to stop bear attacks by allowing for this permit process. But it might be a good story. Maybe I should try to research that, try to find somebody who's currently in Alberta and see what the process is that they have to go through. I know that in Canada, Trudeau is pushing for a ban on all handguns. So I don't know whether or not that would run into federal opposition. It might. Canada seems to be converting into a semi-fascist state very quickly. I mean, they're burning down churches and locking up ministers who say that, they oppose the current governmental policies.
Well,
so I'm hoping Canada turns around. I hope we do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing that bugs me the most, I think, about this stuff is that we've got people going out into the wilderness in an area where if you walk into the woods for an hour and you get wounded by a bear, even if the bear leaves you alone, depending on where the bear wounds you, you're liable to bleed out unless you're carrying a trauma kit and some means to stop the bear.
Right. Yeah,
and yet, it seems like every time I turn around, I see an article from you, and you've written, you found somebody else that's out there that, that does that, that has done that yet again. And I just sit around and I'm just like, what are these people thinking?
Well, I have to interject this. People think of humans as relatively, how should I put it, harmless. But the fact is, we're the toughest, nastiest, well, maybe not nastiest, deadliest predator in the world.
Right.
And, we've seen cases that I know of where people have killed bears with knives. They've killed bears with hatchets. They killed bears with rocks.
Well, let's do this, Dean. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll talk about the way to kill bears when we get back. Dean, find this article at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 943,000 jobs in July, and the jobless rate fell to 5.4% last month. President Biden touting the economy, saying his economic policies are working. The president also striking an optimistic tone regarding the roughly $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
It's a bill that would end years of gridlock in Washington and create millions of good-paying jobs, and put America on a new path to win the race for the economy in the 21st century.
The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally kicks off today in Sturgis, South Dakota. Crowds are expected to be in the 700,000 range by some estimates. The city will be handing out COVID-19 self-test kits at the event to help slow the spread of the virus. USA Radio News. In a major escalation of tensions in the Middle East, 13 rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
The statement from Israeli Defense Forces included the message that the attacks on Israeli civilians will not be tolerated. Red alert sirens were sounded in the Golan Heights and in Upper Galilee, sending residents to the closest bomb shelter. State Department spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is asking for a de-escalation.
We condemn the rocket attacks from armed groups based in Lebanon into Israel. We've made the point that Israel has the right to defend itself. We'll continue to monitor the situation. We've remained very engaged with Israeli and with Lebanese officials and other partners in the region in an effort to de-escalate the situation.
The Dow closing up 144 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we've been talking about this article he's got out there where we have already in. So, which region is this that has tied this? North America?
North America, yeah. It's the there were six fatal attacks by bears against humans in 2005. That's the most ever recorded in a year. And then this year, 2021, as of July 31st, there were six fatal attacks by bears in all of North America. And we have almost half the year yet to go. If you look at from the year 2000 to present, there have been 66 fatal bear attacks. 32 of those occurred from August to the end of the year. So almost half occur from August to the end of the year. So it's very, very likely that we will have one or more additional fatal bear attacks before the end of the year this year. I mean, one of the reasons for that is that in the fall, the bears desperately search for food, and that gets them into more conflicts with people, and so you tend to have slightly more bear attacks in the fall than you do in the spring and summer. Not a large, large number, but it biases the results toward the end of the year instead of the first part of half of the year, a little bit. Now, I was saying earlier that people don't realize how tough humans are and how deadly we are, but that doesn't necessarily save you from a bear if you're not willing to fight back. And the other thing is that even if you have to go hand to hand, if you have to go hand to hand with a bear, you often have very serious injuries, and it's no fun recovering for months at a time and maybe losing, you know, the use of a hand or a foot, or learning to talk with half your face ripped off. And for that reason, handguns are better tools to use to stop a bear attack than a knife or a rock or a club, which have been used successfully. And I'd say, too, that bear spray has its place. I mean, there are places where you're not allowed to have a firearm, and there are bears. So, you know, if you're in much of Canada and you're a tourist, you're generally not allowed to have a firearm, though there are some exceptions that if you're careful, you can work around them. But in general, if you're not allowed to have a firearm, you know, bear spray is better than nothing. A hatchet is better than nothing. There was that case, we've talked about it before, of the couple in Canada where there was so much bureaucratic red tape involved in getting a gun that the husband got a boar spear, and his wife was attacked by a mountain lion, and he killed the mountain lion with the boar spear.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So you can use other weapons, and a lot of this is simply mindset. You know, believing that you can defend yourself, being aware of your surroundings, not accepting that, you know, that bears are just little furry humans. They're not. If they were humans, we'd have to consider them to be sociopaths outside of normal human justice system. They don't care a whit about the law or whether a human is killed or not. They just are looking out for number one, and which is the bear. And if they're hungry, you may appear to them to be meat. Now, most of the time, in most of the U.S., bears are afraid of humans for good reason. We're the top predator on the planet. You know, there's a good reason to be afraid of us. And where they're afraid of us, you don't get as many attacks. And so that's a good thing. If you're in a situation out in the woods somewhere, there aren't very many bears in the cities, but there are a few. Sometimes it happens. And you see a bear, and that bear is not afraid of you, you should be very concerned. Bears that are not afraid of humans are very dangerous. And if you see one on a campground that has become acclimated to humans and isn't afraid of humans, that bear gets hungry enough, it may decide that humans are made of meat and might be worth predating upon. So that's where bear hunting has a good place, and we should probably delist grizzly bears in Montana and in Wyoming. When they started, were put on the endangered species list, there were only 136 bears, they say, in Yellowstone Park. Now there's over 1,000 bears in that area, and they've saturated their population in Yellowstone and are expanding out into other areas where they get into a lot of conflicts with people because, you know, people and bears like the same kind of environment and they like the same kind of food.
Right.
So if bear populations have to be managed, we're the only thing that can manage them. The bears will keep expanding their range until they're stopped. And we have to decide as humans how many bears we want and how much damage we're willing to put up with. And I think the states where the bears are much better able to do that than having people in Los Angeles and New York decide what ranchers in Montana have to put up with grizzly bears. So there's lots of stock footage and video for people in Los Angeles and New York to watch about grizzly bears if they want to. And if they want to go there in person, that's another matter, and maybe the ranchers can make some tourist income to supplement their stock and damage done by the grizzly bears. But I don't think the people in New York and Los Angeles should be controlling the management of grizzly bears in Montana and Wyoming and Idaho.
Well, I mean, one thing that happened, I think I may have enough. See, one thing that happened during the COVID lockdowns a lot of people, in an effort to not be locked down but at the same time still social distance, started overlanding and camping. And I mean, you couldn't find tents, you couldn't find a whole bunch of stuff
enormously.
Yeah. So I mean, everything that had to do with getting out into the wild went away. Now, in certain places, I could see where that would probably have seemed a little bit dangerous, but by the same token, I mean, I look at, it just seems like a lot of malfeasance of government to get out there and not warn people, and especially if you're going to have a worker going out there to plant trees to supplant Gaia, she should at least have a spotter with her or something. I know that costs money, but, you know.
One of the things that's a little controversial about this is dogs. And dogs do good because they give you a little prior warning off
right.
if a bear is around. But on the other hand, there have been a few cases where a dog gets into a conflict with a bear and then runs back to the pack leader, the dog's owner,
yep.
in order to, you know, get safety, and the bear comes after it with him. And so you get a conflict that might not otherwise have happened. I think
Hang
a
on
dog
for me.
Would be a good thing.
Yeah, I do too. Hang on for me just a second. We're coming into the last break. This article is at Ammoland.com, where you can find 1,800-plus other articles that Dean has written right there waiting for you. Biggest website of its type on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about bears. Do you want to shift somewhere for this last segment, sir?
You know, we've covered what's been going on with the bears pretty well. Let's talk about the NICS, National Instant Background Check System, and what happened in July, because it is interesting. And we've shifted from record-breaking sales for about a year and a half to sales that are very high but seem to be sustained. The July NICS checks were at the second highest July we've ever had. The highest was last year in 2020. And last year, and you can't depend on the number of checks themselves to accurately portray how many guns are sold. Because what has happened is that the checks are now being used for permits, carry permits, and carry permit rechecks. And there are so many of those that they no longer accurately, more than half of the checks are for permits and permit rechecks. And most of them are done by two states, Illinois and Kentucky. And they do checks like every day or every week, and the two of them account for something like 40% of the checks that are done by NICS. It's really amazing. So you have to look, and the FBI keeps records of what checks are done for what. So you can get a pretty close approximation of how many checks are actually done for gun sales. There are things that prevent you from getting an absolutely correct number. For example, there's about 25 states where if you have a carry permit, you can use that instead of going through the NICS system because you already had a NICS check for the carry permit. And so people who use the carry permit to buy a firearm, I did that just the other day, and that's not included in the NICS system. And then you have multiple sales. You can have multiple sales on one NICS check, and there is a category for that. And in my formula for determining how many gun sales there are, I just multiply the category for multiple sales by 2.5, because 2 would be the minimum. So conservatively, I add 0.5 to that to cover the cases where more than two are purchased. And if we do that, in July of 2021, there were about 1.25 million gun sales. Well, in July of 2020, there was 1.8 4 million, so it was considerably more. But the next highest was July of 2016, in which there were 1.22 million. So we, even though we dropped the number of sales from 2020 by about 0.6 million, 600,000, we're still the second highest July ever for gun sales. Now, what that tells me is that the gun manufacturers around the world and in the U.S. increased their manufacturing output to meet the incredible demand that was coming from the United States over the last year and a half. And finally, the demand has dropped down to where it and the manufacturer's output are roughly in or close to equilibrium. You're finally seeing guns getting back on retail store shelves. You're even seeing some ammunition back there. My brother reported to me that there was he'd been told about a gun store that had 9mm full metal jacketed federal ammunition in it for $12 a box. Unheard of for most of a year. And I saw a couple of boxes of 22 ammunition in a store the other day. So we're starting to bust the bubble on the run on guns and ammunition that's happened over the last year and a half. And we're, according to my calculations, and I'm using time-accepted methods for determining the number of private guns in the United States, and my estimate and those of the Small Arms Survey out of Switzerland, which are probably an outfit that is some of the best credibility on it, are within just a few percent of each other, but they don't put out their estimates all that often. The last time they did so was about 3 years ago or more. And my estimate for today is about 475 million privately owned guns in the United States. And that's a lot of guns. And we might, I think on the outside, we might have a trillion rounds of ammunition stockpiled in the United States. That'd be 12 years of production and import. It's really hard to determine how much ammunition is stockpiled because people don't tell you and nobody has tried to find out. But that would be about 200 rounds of ammunition for every privately owned gun out there. Probably most of it 22. Over half, I would say. But that's probably where we're at. I don't think we're lacking for guns and ammunition in the United States. We have something around 40% of the entire world supply of guns are in the United States in private hands. So we're not lacking for that. What we are what we're lacking for is good information. You know, our major information organs have become organs of propaganda for the current regime and the Democrats. And I would guess, I can't prove it, but I suspect mostly for the Chinese communists.
Right.
And so with half of our population, because half the population no longer believes what they get from the old media, but half the population basically being indoctrinated by organs mostly supported or at least sympathetic to the Chinese communists, we're hurting as a society. If we could get good information, we wouldn't have a problem. That's the way I see it.
Hmm. Well,
but getting that information, you know, or accepting the information is difficult for a lot of people. They live busy lives. They've got a lot of things to do. You know, when you're, if you're a single mom caring for kids and trying to work a job and a house and everything else, you don't have a lot of time to be trying to hunt for information other than what you get on your phone. And the information that comes over your phone is very biased.
Quite. Quite biased, to say the least. So, Now I've noticed, especially with ammunition now, now from my information, what I'm getting is it's the main calibers, but the main calibers are starting to come back with only semi-insane pricing now. They're under $400 a case.
Put it, Bill.
Yeah.
But those prices are starting to drop. They are.
Yeah.
They're coming down. I mean, you know, when we were thinking it was good to get ammunition at, you know, $1 a round a few months ago, now it's down to 75 cents.
Yeah.
It'll probably drop more.
Well, I'm seeing...
It could change on a dime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've heard...
Go ahead.
I've had one person tell me that we're about to see another primer shortage. But I don't know why they're telling me that. They didn't give me any sort of a reason for telling me that. But, you know, they're just saying we're about to see another primer shortage.
I've been writing. I've got a couple articles out there.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it back up on Wednesday because we're about to run out of time. Once again, great stuff. Thanks very much for joining me this afternoon.
It's always a pleasure. It's a fun show, and I'll be back on Wednesday, barring misadventure.
Well, let's hope for no misadventure. I will talk to you then, sir.
Very good.
Back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.